All right, and once again, we are so excited to have Sister Christy Rowell that is going to be speaking to us. We greatly respect and appreciate Sister Rowell. She is the wife of our assistant pastor, Brother Rowell. The other night, we spoke about Barnabas and how much Barnabas supported and helped the church, and we mentioned the great labor of love that Sister Rowell and Brother Rowell provided when we were doing our Sunday night fellowships. We greatly appreciate them. And Sister Rowell, with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Brother Vic. I appreciate those words. And good morning, Truth Church. It's a beautiful Saturday, and I just feel excited today. I'm encouraged, but I want all of you to know how much I miss seeing your faces. And, of course, spending time together and worshiping together. But in the midst of it all, God has been so good to us during this time. And I am so, so grateful, so grateful. I do want to give honor, not that it's an afterthought, but also to our pastor and pastor's wife. I just want to thank them for leading the way. This hasn't been a difficult road to travel. I mean, this hasn't been an easy road to travel. But thank you for leading our church and all of us during this time that we have found ourselves in. I just wanted to say thank you. And also, I wanted to compliment and thank everyone who has given a devotion, a testimony, anyone that's been on the conference call. Thank you so much. All of these words and the things that God has placed in your hearts to share with our church, it has really made the difference during these last 9-10 weeks. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been so awesome. Today might be just a little different, but I couldn't get away from the topic that I want to talk about, and I hope and I pray that we can all find encouragement in it. And I don't know, maybe someone is listening, and it might not be for everybody, and I understand that. Not every devotion is going to speak directly to your heart. But today, I want to remind somebody, and I want to talk about today, about not giving up. I know we've heard this phrase all throughout our life, but today I want to talk about not giving up. And I want to encourage someone. And when I say the word someone, it really could just be one person. But I want to encourage someone today to not give up. Life has lots of twists and turns, and it brings a lot of various challenges. But today, I want someone to feel encouraged. I want you to look at this day and moving forward with a whole new outlook, and I want to encourage someone today. Today I want to talk about some people who easily could have given up, but they didn't. Keep in mind I'm focusing on the individual strength, not their lifestyle, not things that you might agree, not agree with. I'm just focusing on these individuals, their strength in not giving up. So for a moment, let's just focus on the fact that they were faced with a lot of roads that appeared to have a dead end, but they persevered through what they were faced with. And the first one I want to bring up, I want to talk about Michael Jordan. Let me read some information about him, and I just want you to listen. Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. A heartbreaking experience for any teenager. Then he became one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the game. And when I was reading that, I thought, wow, I wonder what that coach thought as MJ's career began to dominate the game. Because I think we all know that he is a fabulous and was a fabulous basketball player. But I want to read some quotes that he said, and I want you to just listen and let these words just sink in. One of the quotes is, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I have been entrusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." Another quote that he said was, "Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or walk around it." Another quote he said was, "I know fear is an obstacle for some people, but it is an illusion for me. Failure always makes me try harder the next time." And another quote is, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." Another person that we've heard about and we've learned about in our lifetime is Walt Disney. Let me read a couple things about Disney. Disney was fired as a young man from his newspaper job for a lack of good ideas. Then he started his first animation company in 1921, but that quickly went bankrupt. He ended up eating dog food, literally, to survive. If you were subsisting on dog food because of the failure of your first animation company, would you start another animation company? Probably not. But that's exactly what Walt Disney did. In fact, he had to restart several more times after that before finally becoming successful. I want to talk about somebody else, Charlie Chaplin. He was one of the greatest comedic minds of all time. However, he grew up in sheer poverty in the UK. His father abandoned his mother when he was just 2 years old, and he was forced to live in a workhouse at the age of 7 years old. When he was 9 years old, his mother was permanently committed to an insane asylum. Throughout his adult life, he failed numerous times, yet he's still one of the most famous comics ever. I'm going to move on to another famous person, that's Colonel Harlan Sanders. Colonel Harlan Sanders was the late founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, or better known as KFC, restaurants. Throughout his entire life, he failed in just about every endeavor he was involved in. However, at the age of 65 years old, he set out with his famous chicken recipe and only a $105 Social Security check to his name in an attempt to sell his franchise chicken model. 1,009 restaurants rejected him before one accepted his offer. Moving on, Henry Ford is the father of the automobile and quite possibly one of the most famous industrialists to have ever lived. He helped bring transportation to the masses in America and subsequently throughout the world. But his start was far from noteworthy. Ford's first company went bankrupt. His second company also went south when, after a dispute with partners, he was forced to walk away with only the rights to his name. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this next one right, but Soichiro Honda, the late founder of the Honda Motor Company, dealt with an enormous amount of failure. In 1937, at the time of the Great Depression, Honda founded a company in an attempt to create piston rings for Toyota. He failed, having to pawn his wife's wedding ring just to stay afloat. His first factory was bombed during World War II. The second factory was destroyed a short time after by an earthquake. but he didn't give up. Moving on, Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison is by far one of the most famous inventors in history. He holds 1,093 patents to his name. However, when attempting to invent a commercially viable electric light bulb, he failed over 10,000 times. When asked by a reporter how it felt to fail so many times, he merely stated, "I have not failed 10,000 times. I have not failed once. I have succeeded in proving that those 10,000 ways will not work. When I have eliminated the ways that will not work, I will find the way that will work." And I am super thankful that Thomas Edison was able to get that light bulb thing working, because I love lighting and I surely love light bulbs. I want to talk about Winston Churchill. "It's not enough that we do our best." And this is a quote that he said. "It's not enough that we do our best. Sometimes we have to do what's required." And another quote that he said is, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And I know I'm quoting what famous people have said, and it might sound like, wow, you're just quoting a bunch of stuff, but I'm trying to let these words get into your mind. And I want to encourage you, church, today. Obstacles are going to come. Trials and tribulations will come. We will all face different adversities. And your trial might not affect me like it does you. I'm so thankful that we have many examples of men and women in the Word of God that faced adversities. I think about a young 17-year-old boy named Joseph and how he never gave up on his dreams. His brothers misinterpreted his dreams. He was sold into slavery. Potiphar's wife was upset because she desired to be with him, and he turned her down. He was thrown into prison and given undeserved punishment. Joseph definitely faced many, many obstacles, but he never gave up. Of course, we know the end of the story, but I often wonder, in the midst of Joseph's long trial, how he held tight to his walk with God. And he refused to get bitter. Or maybe he struggled with bitterness, but when it was all said and done, he never gave up. And you might say, "Christy, you really, really don't understand. I've made a huge mess of my life. And the way that people view me, it's never going to be the same. And I'm never going to restore my reputation," or, "I've wasted so many years. There's too many years that have gone by," or, "I've lost so many years. There's so many years that I won't be able to get back. It's done. I'm this age now and I lost these years." And the reasons go on and on. But let me remind you of something, and whoever I'm speaking to, I want to remind you that we have all failed and we have all made horrible mistakes. But getting back up and not giving up, it makes all the difference. Brother Morton said it so well, and wow, what a powerful word that we heard last night from Brother Nathan Morton. There was such a confirmation in everything he said. But life and death are in the power of the tongue. I remember a time in our life when my mom, she felt a very, very strong burden for a very well-known pastor's wife. And if I called her name, many of you or all of you would know who I'm referring to. And my mom began to feel this burden, and it consumed her. And it was before church and early one Sunday morning, and she couldn't shake the burden that she felt. And she placed a call on that Sunday morning, and she called this pastor's wife. And when that pastor's wife answered the phone, she called her by name and explained how strong of a burden that she had felt for her, and that she was praying for her. And she began to, this pastor's wife that my mom called, she began to share with my mom that she had just taken a very large amount of pills and wanted to give up on life. And I'm sure, without sounding depressing, and I don't want to bring this down, but I think we've all had moments to where we have felt discouragement. We have felt like, oh, it's just, I just feel like giving up. But she began to minister to this minister's wife, this preacher's wife, and she began to talk to her, and she began to give her life with her words. And she was able to get her to the hospital just in time. But what a powerful example of being sensitive and using our words to help someone in need. Brother Morton, what he spoke on last night, it was so right. It was so right. There is a spirit behind our words, and we must be mindful. I don't want to give death. I don't want my words to give death. My desire is to give life with my words. I'm going to read some scriptures. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's found in Galatians 6 and 9. I can do all things through Christ, who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It's found in Isaiah 41:10. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm going to stop right there just for a second. But for those of you that have possibly just been at that point of, man, I just don't know if I can do this. I just want to give up. I don't want to. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be your spiritual walk, but there's situations in life. There's relationships. There's other areas in our life that maybe the rejection or just the time and energy working on restoring a situation, maybe you just don't have it in you to keep trying and to try and give your all just to be disappointed or just to be hurt. Sometimes it's easier to just not have to deal with a situation than to feel the rejection and the hurt. But I want to say something. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and plans to give you hope and a future. I want to read a story. Give me just a second, and I'm about to close, so don't worry, I'm almost done. I just want to read a story in closing. Boxer Muhammad Ali recalled a fight against Sonny Liston for the heavyweight title in January 1964. Liston was the strongest man I'd ever fought, said Ollie. Every time I hit him, it hurt me worse than it did him. I gave him everything I had. When the sixth round ended, I was completely spent. I couldn't even raise my arms. I couldn't even stand up to go back into the ring. I'm going home, I told my trainer, Angelo Dundee. I'm not going back in there. Hearing this, Dundee demanded that Ollie get ready to go in, but the fighter refused. The bell rang, and still Ollie didn't rise. Dundee pushed him and shouted, get in there and don't come out until you are the heavyweight champion of the world. Ollie struggled to his feet. Liston didn't. Muhammad Ali won the title by just getting back up one more time than his opponent. And in closing, I want to leave you with this. In the words of Winston Churchill, never, 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 never give up. Truth Church, we are in this fight together. I love each and every one of you. We can't give up. I'm counting on you, and you are counting on me. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sister Rao. Thank you so much. What a powerful message that we heard this morning, Church, from Sister Rao. Don't give up. Don't give up. And we can tell that she put plenty of time and research with these historical figures. This was great, and of course, I'll be honest with you, I made a few notes here, but she took the words right out of my mouth at the very end, and she mentioned Winston Churchill, which many of us recognize as the figure and a hero in World War II, during World War II, and the last word she mentioned, never, never give up, was the shortest speech he ever gave to a class of graduating college students, I believe. All he did was stand up one day and say the words, never, never give up. He said that three times, turned around, and walked away. And what a powerful message that is. And once again, Sister Ralph, thank you. Thank you so much for this great message of encouragement. Church, why don't we right now just take this, what we've heard, the spirit and the anointing. Like Brother Morton said the other day, there's a spirit in the words, and there's definitely a spirit in the word that we heard this morning. Why don't we pray right now that the Lord would allow this spirit to be embedded deep in our spirit. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these great words that Sister Rao has given us this morning, Lord God. We thank you for them, and we're asking you, Lord God, to allow them to be placed deep in our mind, in our spirit, in our consciousness, Lord God, as we go out throughout this day. Help us to meditate upon this word, to never, never give up, Lord Jesus. There's always hope. There's always hope, Lord, as long as you have us by our hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, Church, we want to remind everyone to return to this same conference call line tonight at 7:15 p.m., where we're going to hear some more exciting testimony devotions. We will see you all back here tonight. God bless all of you. Amen.